That's the most kashi hochi. V'hol lema Reb Yosi sofik erev kosher. How could that be? It's a vaday tomei. Said the Gemara like this. Rab of Reb Yosi of Yarmu Tevayu. You know what's pshat now Mishnah? You know why now Mishnah Remei goes the chumra by an erev, even though it's a sofik in diraisa, and even though there's a chazoka to say that the truma is tor, since it was tor yesterday, v'stam was still tor at night, and now Mishnah Remei is machmir. You know why? The Mishnah is talking about a case. The Amru, Rabbi Reb Yosef, the Amru Tevar, they both say, Hocho v'shtei kiti edim askinim. We're talking about two different edim come. There's Reuven and Shimon say one way, and Levi and Yehuda say another way. That achase merisim bo yom nitmas. Reuven and Shimon tell us, we were there v'shas the Erev when the guy put it there, and we saw that the sheretz touched the truma mibo yom. Before Shabbos, a sheretz touched the truma. That's what one ed is saying. V'yachase meris mishach ha-shecha. Another Levi and Yehuda say, what are you talking about? We were there also the whole time. And we saw Claude where no sheretz touched the truma at the beginning of Shabbos. The sheretz that we see now in the morning first came at nighttime. So it's a shal of tray and tray. Two Adam say it was tumim by Joim, and two Adam say no, it first came out later. That's what our Gemara is talking about. So Rashi learns like this. Yeah, this is the machlokes. Rabbi Yosi savuki trei labadi trei. Rabbi says put two connected two, and as if we have no edus at all. The male of yukar truma achazoka kamaisa. Male Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah says you go lukula, because when you have a suffix, if it was tumah, you're not still in the chazoka. About before Shabbos, the truma was tor. Mistam is still tor. The chiyanscha tor heavy. Rabbi Meir sav what Rabbi Meir swore don't know. Kivon diika koyach. Since that koponim, there are two edim here to say they saw that the sheretz touched the truma. So two edim take away the chazaka on this truma. Two edim are telling us it was vadei tomei. So ain't a chanam with another two edim that say it was tor. But a koponim, since you have two edim, is saying connected the chazaka. We blind without a chazaka, and it's trei connected trei. This is a pure suffix in the raisa. Havadi, got to go to chumra. Because when you have two Edim saying one way, they break the chazaka. You can't use any chazakas now. So it's two Edim connected to two Edim. It's 100% suffix. What's the loch on a suffix, Yeraisa? You got to go to Chumra. When does Rameyah say you go to Kula by the mace at night time? There are no two Edim. Stam, you touched somebody at night time. You wake up in the morning and see the person is dead. We have a suffix. What was it when you touched him at night time? We don't know. So there's a chazaka. You don't know. Without the guy was alive yesterday in the daytime, the chazaka says, Mustam is still alive at night time also, until we know that he died in the morning. But now Mishnah is talking about, there are two edim telling us that the sheretz touched the truma by joim. Ain't echlami true, there's another two edim to say no. It first happened at night time. So trei kenega trei. It lies a suffix, but I call upon him, since you have two kenega two, you can't use any chazakas. Like to use the first chazakah, we have two edim saying connected the first chazakah. So that's how you do it to come up like this. By trey and trey, do we look as if the edim are command the lessi dummy? That's Rabbi Yosi Svara. Since the edim cancel out, we look as if there are no edim at all. So maybe you could use the chazakah, or else no. But mokim, trey and trey, two edim say connected the other, is like we have both edim here. When you have both edim here, the din is you can't use the chazaka because you have two edim going connected to the chazaka. So Mel is no steer in Rameya. Rameya only by May says use the chazaka because there are no two edim going connected to the chazaka. Here now, Mishnah, you have two edim going connected to the chazaka, then you can't use the chazaka. Rav Rama Rav says, Hosom trei chazaka lekula. Vahacha chode chazaka lekula. Rav says another terrace. By the May, there are two chazokas to be mekum. What are the two chazokas? Eshtin, this person was the cheskes chai. He was alive in the morning. So, somewhere at night, he's still alive. Who are then the person that touched him? He also has a cheskes tor. Before we touched this person, he was tor. You have a suffix, he touched somebody. We don't know if the guy is mace or not. The person has a cheskes tire on himself also. So, we have two chazokas to go to kulam. That's where Ramei goes to kulam. Mashenka, now Mishnah, hocha chode chazokas. And now Mishnah is only one chazaka. What's the chazaka? You put the truma there. Now true, the truma before Shabbos was tor. We have a suffix. Did it become tummy or not? Vein hashemashris. About you only have one chazaka. One chazaka does milk when you have a suffix. You write so. That's Rava's teretz. Trashi. Rava Rama. Gabi no gabi yechod afil nami afilu yesh mekit yedim. He wants to, even there could be talking about two kiti edim by the case of mace. Chalukas, achas emeres kodim shnogah by mace, achas emeres achshav. He didn't have two or two. Still there's a chilek. But hosam trei chazakininu, litar, umishamachi azim lakula. You could trail about the tray. Then it may sachas kosu vishrena kol alayla v'chayhu. Eshner, the person was alive. V'yoyed hemet nogeyach has kosu vishrena v'toru. The person that's touching him also had a cheskes tyro. Mashenk and ochel mastisim chodech hazoku diiko. L'nei mehemet truma achas kosoi. O mishum chodech hazoku l'marin and sadi hilkach hazin mechumrum. Therefore, Vait, the Rashi learns the same Akimta. We have Vait to train two Edim, but if you only have one Chazaka doesn't help a Mokim train. But two Chazakas do help. Good. So, Bikitza with Miyashu of Ramei. There's no Steve in Ramei now. Fred Gemara, though, Kashid Reb Yesi, Ad Reb Yesi. But we have a Steve in Reb Yesi. And now, Mishnah, Reb Yesi goes the Kula. Reb Yesi goes the Kula. Why? Because about Erubit Chum, let's say, only with the Rabbanon, you go the Kula. And here, by Tumah, we say Reb Yosi goes the Chumrah. Even by Tumah, the Rabbonon, still Reb Yosi was Machmir. So how come by Tumah, the first Shiloh of Tumah was where the person was Tumah with the Rabbonon, and we have a Sofik, he was terrible in the Mikvah or not, we don't know whether it's feeling good or not, Reb Yosi says the person is still Tumah. So, according to Sira and Reb Yosi, how come now Mishni goes the Kula, and here if a person was Tomei only with the Rabbanim, you have a Suffolk, if he went to the Mikvah, if it was terrible or not, he's still Tomei. According to Sira, Omer Rav Huna, Bachinana, I tell you, Shani Tuma. Tuma Tak is different. Hoyo V'yesh Le'ikim in HaTorah. By the Shani here, Tuma, even though it's only Tuma with the Rabbanim, it's only Mayim Shuvim fell on him, or else he ate Oichlam Tumeim, but I call upon him as an Ikim in HaTorah. That means there is a din tumah midiraisa. So any tumah midirabbanim were machmir min asofik. Mashenka the ruv etchumim vaisas has no mokim midiraisa. Shreti Gemara, Shabbos nami midiraisa. What do you mean? Shabbos also has lamates melachas midiraisa. And the Gemara ksav Reb Yosi tchumim midirabbanim. Reb Yosi does know that negated to this isser of walking out of the tchum Shabbos apay mama, there is no isser diraisa. His tavim meaner is he holds like Rashi said. He howls like the Kiva Shita. Rashi Hoyo, Rashi Shabbos Nami Diraisi, Atchumim Poruch, Lamema the Tchumim Diraisa, Kreb Kiva Masech the Saitim. His Avim Minir that Diraisi holds like the Kiva Shita, that Tchumim is Midiraisim. So, was like Tchumim is Diraisim, want you go to Chumra? The Torah says no. Rabbi Yosi holds Tchumim is only Midirabonim. And there's not even a Tzad Isra, there's no, not even an Ikim Midiraisim. There's no Isra at all Midiraisa walking out of the Tchum Shabbos. Therefore, since it's 100% midrabbanan, minasofik we go to kulam. Mashenki, where a person was tamei, even though he's only tamei midrabbanan, and still we go to chumrah there. Why? Because there is such a side of an ikka tumah midiraisam. So any shayla and tumah, you go to chumrah according to Reb Yosi. So the Gemara, they can now bring your raya for this. No, yeah, that's one teretz. The boy say another teretz is hodidei hodirabi. One goes according to him, one goes according to his rebbe. So Rashi didei machmir afilu b'sofet rabbanim. Reb Yosi himself shita that's a shita by tuma that even on the sofet rabbanim still is machmir. Umasnisin, I and our Mishnah Reb Yosi says a sofet erev you go lekul the erev is kosher. I tell you that's the rabbi, that's the name of his rebbe. So tomorrow they can now have a raya for this. Tiktoni, the end of our Mishnah says Omer Reb Yosi av tul mishayid mishum chamishas kainim she sofet erev kosher shmamina. So right, it's not Reb Yosi Shit himself, it's Reb Yosi saying it over the name of his Rebbe. That his Rebbe holds a Sofik Tchumim, since it's only Midirabbanan, you go to Kula. But then Echlami, Reb Yosi himself holds, even on a Sofik Rabbanan, also we go to Chumra. So Rashi, you must listen, the Rabbi of Tumasi. Yeah. So now it's not Shreya, it's no steering Reb Yosi either. Rav Ramav says another Teretz. Rav Ramataya Hossa minor time with Reb Yosi. The reason why Reb Yosi is machmer here, again, the shaila was where the person went into Mayim Shuvim. So the person became Tamei Midrabbanan. And then it's a suffix if he made a good tefillah or not. He went into the mikvah. We have a suffix, was the mikvah kosher or not? So there Reb Yosi says you go to Chumra and to say the person is still Tamei. I, why in our Mishnah does he say a suffix Erev is kosher? Teretz is like this. Hosam anachem Reb Yosi, hem et Tamei aches kosein, v'yeim aloi tovum. That there the pshat is, once the person became Tamei with the Rabbanan, he's Tamei. Now he went to the mikvah. We have a suffix, was it feeling good or not? So min suffix will say, Hemed Tamei, al ches kosei, that the tumah is still there, mistam the tefillah didn't help him. So the Gemara Adirabo Hemed Mikvah Chaskosei. But we have a suffix like, is there still a boy and son in mikvah? So the half meaning was that Metchilu we knew you had a kosher mikvah here, and now today we have a suffix. Maybe the mikvah is not kosher now. So for Keret, Shtel the mikvah on a cheskes tyra. So when he went to the mikvah, he like made a vade ma'aseh tefillah. So there should be no suffix to him at all. V'yei malei chosar. And let's say the mikvah is not chosar. Let's say b'shas he was tevil, it was 100% good mikvah. The Teretz says we're putting a kimtom the mikvah shle nimdad. We're talking about in a case that the mikvah really metchila never had a cheskes kashrus. We're talking about such a mikvah that metchila when you filled it up with water, you never really measured it. That's what we're talking about. So you have a suffix b'chlal of the mikvah is Torah or not. Yeah? And the person was tevil. So you have a suffix. The person himself has a cheskas tumah. We know before he went to the mikvah, he was vade tumah. So since there's a vade tumah here and a suffix tefillah, that's why we shtel nachazaka the way it was before. Mashenkir now Mishnah, good is a suffix eruv. But before Shabbos, the truma was tahira. You have a suffix, when did the truma become tamei? So min ha-suffix, shtel and chazaka. Chazaka tells us it was tahor before Shabbos, mistama was still tahor, ben ha-shmashas. So that's why now Mishnah Rabbi Yossi goes to kula, because you have a chazaka on the truma. Here by tuma, we're talking about the person himself is vadei tamei. Now what happened? He went to the mikvah. So you have a suffix if the mikvah is a good mikvah or not. Min a suffix, tell the person the chazaka the way he was before. Before the person was tamei, mistamri is still tamei. So now there's no steering. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi also holds you go boss the chazaka. So now mishnah the chazaka is that the truma is tahira, and hereby the person that's tamei, the chazaka is that he's still tamei. So now there's no steering. Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. So the Maratanya, ketzad amar Rabbi Yossi suffix erev kosher. Like what did the sefto? Because like the masvur our mishnah. What's the where? Which case did the Yosi say that we have a suffix if the eruv is kosher or not? We go to kula to say eruv v'truma ischal. You're allowed to walk a payman out of it. What's the case? Eruv v'truma. You put down truma. You use two chalas from truma. Suffix mebeoid yoim nitmas. We then later on Shabbos to come we see a dead sheriff on top of the truma. Now we don't know when did this dead sheriff come there. Did it come to the boy Yoim before Shabbos and the Melo of the Truma, the Erev is not Chalm? Or else Sofik Meshach HaShecha Nitmas. We have a Sofik, maybe the Tumah first came after Shabbos, after Bein HaShemashas, and once the Erev was already Chalm, it doesn't bother us anymore. V'chein, the same thing. V'Peris, you put down Peris there. Sofik Meboy Yoim Nitkino, Sofik Meshach HaShecha Nitkino. We don't know when they took off Truma Samaisis. Was the Truma Samaisis taken off before Shabbos? Was the Truma Samais taken off on Shabbos? Is Zehu Sofik Erev kosher? This is called a Sofik Erev, and in both cases we say it's kosher. Trashi v'chein b'peiris shel tevel. Who then you have peiris that were grown in Eretz Yisrael? That's tevel. Sofik v'boyoy nitkinom l'yachar shenichim shom. After they put him down, maybe they did take off Truma Samaisis. Sofik meshech ha-shecha nitkino. And vice versa, then it was done the Yisr. So Rashi then, v'loi kon erit. On the tzad at the beginning of Ein HaShemashas, the truma, you didn't take off truma, it's so called tevil, so it's not edible. If this chal is not edible at that time, so the erev is not chal. So sofik meshech ha-shecha nitkino, v'loi kon erit. Because it's not be masisin. V'loi betevil. You can't make an erev with tevil. V'lokam neporech, pahai, mai cheskes kasha zika. Later the Gemara is the kasha b'chal in this case it's shver. If you have Paris that was tevil, you have a suffix, did he take off truma or not, there's no cheskas kashris. Fakir. Min a suffix stel the Paris on the chazoko, that metchila was tevil, mistom is still tevil. So vada should be no good. Gemara is still near the kasha. Vika the master of Yosi bo, iklumei mehem a tevil a cheskosoi. Now there's the kasha. How could Rabbi Yosi say in this case it's kosher, there's no cheskas kashris? Fakir, the chazoka says there's still tummy. But I call upon these are two cases. Rabbi Yossi said that suffix is a good erev. Vaitam, avul erev v'truma. But if you made erev with a truma, suffix teira, suffix temeya. You have a suffix metchila. What kind of peris did you put down for the erev? Metchila, did you put down truma teira, or did you put down truma temeya metchila? That's your suffix. So here there's no chazaka. You have a suffix. What type of truma did you put down the first second? In other words, in your house, you had two trumas there. You had one lechem in your house that was truma Torah, and you had one lechem that was truma Temeya. And now you took one of those two and went outside and put it down. We don't know which lechem you put outside. There's no chazaka. Hu adin v'chein b'peris. Same thing, you took peris from your house. Safed nitkinor, safed lo nitkinor. You don't know these peris from the bundle that you took off Trumas HaMaisis, or that you didn't take off Trumas HaMaisis. Is ain't there safed erev kosher? This is not called a safed, that's Torah, that's kosher. For a partial reason, there's no chazaka here. You have a safed metchilo, which peris did you take from your house to put for the erev? Did you take kosher, or did you take treifa? So that you have a safed, if it's good or not, pshito, the erev is not chal. His Rabbi Yosi is only matter when we have a chazaka to say it's still on chazkas tayra. Now, for the Gemara, Maishina truma. Why do we say truma is good? This is the kasha and erasha. The first case, if you put truma there, and we have a suffix, when did it become tamei? So you say it's tor, because we still on the chazaka, just like before when you put it down, it was tor. Mistom, it's still tor ben hashmoshes. For the Gemara, peris nami. Why do you say if you put down peris there? That you had a suffix, maybe took off Mises before Shabbos, maybe took it off later. You tell me it's kosher. Hem etev lachas kosher, pumfaker. And such a suffix, it should not be a good erev. What happened here? You took peiris that was vade tevel, and you put it down there for the erev. Now we have a suffix, the person did take off Trumas HaMaisis, but we don't know when he took off the Trumas HaMaisis, was it before Ben HaShemoshes? It wasn't after Ben HaShemoshes. That's our suffix. Could be even Ben HaShemosh is allowed to take off Trumas HaMaisus. So Mela, Ben HaShemosh, he did it. We don't know, did he do it before Ben HaShemosh, then the Erev is Chal, or did he do it later in the middle of Ben HaShemosh, that the Erev is not Chal. So in such a case, why do you say Misafik is kosher? Faker. Misafik, it should be possum. Koshtel and Chazoko. Before the Paris were Tevum, Mistom is still Tevum. Name the Hematev Lachas Kosoi. V'yayim Mela Nitkino, you didn't fix it up. And to the Gemara and Echnami, Lloyd Tamer, don't say the case is Sofik mi b'yom nitkino. Don't say we have a Sofik. Did he take off the Maisus before Shabbos? Or did he do it on Shabbos? Ela Eimor, Sofik mi b'yom nitmo, Sofik mi shechashecha nitmo. We're talking about the guy put down Peris, that woman sukkin already. He took off Peris that you vatted, took off Shumas and Maisus. You put down good chal out there. Now over there, somebody else had truma there, and your peiris or your chala got mixed up with truma, and it became meduma now. Meduma vayti, not allowed to eat until you take off truma some ice again. So the pshat is, v'shas you put down yeriv, it was vaday good. We have a suffix, when did it get mixed up with truma to make it possible? So about you have a suffix, did it get mixed up on Shabbos, or did it get mixed up before Shabbos? So hemid your yeriv b'ches kosrei, that v'shas you put it down, it was kosher peiris. So Mestam was still kosher ben HaShemoshes. That's Pshan Rabbi Yosi. That's why it's kosher. When you have a suffix, shtel chazaka. So my boy Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yitzchak. Me Rab Huna. He has the kasha. Hoyu lufonov shtei kikros. The person has in front of him two breads. Two chalas. Achas tmeya v'yachas terva. One chal is tor, one chal is tmeya. Mestam they were truma. And one is tor, you're allowed to eat. And one is tmeya, you're not allowed to eat. The Yomar, the person said, Erev li b'toyrim. I want my Erev to be chal with the Torah dika one. V'chol mokem shi. Whichever one of the two it is. In other words, we don't know which one of the two is Torah. So l'maisa l'alocha, he's not allowed to eat either one of them. Because since you have a suffix, which one is tamei, you can't eat either one. Suffix gotta go to chumra. So what the person did was he took both of these lechems and put them both outside there for his Erev. And he said like a monoshef, kapigal yishmaya. Whichever one is Torah, I want that one to be for my Erev. Is that good or not? That's the shailam. Maho. So the more tiboy the Rav Meir, tiboy the Rav Yosi. They have a kasha both of them. Zayin al mishri, golu chumri, golu kula. What about this case? Tiboy the Rav Meir. Can I have a shailam koron to Rav Meir? Even though Rav Meir says misafik erib, he golu chumri and al mishna. Is that kam lekam Rav Meir hosam the leketera? And now Mishna Ramei goes the Chumra, because right now when we find the Erev, there's no Torah there. Right now there's one Chal you put out there, there's a Sheretz on top of it. So when we see it Shabbos morning, we see that Erev is Vadei Tomei. That's where Ramei goes the Chumra. Mashenken, Hocho, Hoika Torah. Mashenken over here, since you put two Lechems there, and one Lechem is Vadei Tor, maybe it is a good Erev. Oy Dilma declared the Shaila even according to Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. Oy Dilma fiddle the Rabbi Yosi that says no Suffolk Erev is the Kula Loi Komri Elohosam Tiyamisa Di Torah Yodalo. There the pshat is that Bein HaShemoshes, on its side, this lechem is Torah. You're allowed to eat it then. We know which one is Torah, and you're allowed to eat it. Avol hocho holo yodolo. But here, right now, we know 100% that Bein HaShemoshes, we do not know which one is Torah and which one is Tomei. So Lamaisa Bein HaShemoshes, you're not allowed to eat either one of them. Even though really one you are allowed to, but since you don't know which one yes, which one no, Lamaisa, you can't eat either one of them. Or Malehi answered back, Alocher is, Bein L'Rab Yosi, Bein L'Rab Meir Yishino, Beinon Suda Haruyim Abad Yoyim B'lechem. The Alocha of Erev Tchumim is, you have to be able to eat that lechem Abad Yoyim. That means before you put it down, even before Shabbos starts, it has to be such a Suda that you're allowed to eat it. Here, Lamaisa, you can't eat these two lechems. Even though it's only Minasafik, but Lamaisa, you can't eat them. Since you can't eat them, the Alocher is, the Erev is not Chal. That's the cloud. Vin and Suda Ruim Abayjoin. When you put your Erev down before Shabbos, it has to be roy to be eaten. That's one story we had before. You're allowed to make an Aruba Tchum even for Yom Kippur. Even though on Yom Kippur itself, you're not allowed to eat the bread, you have a Chiyab to fast, you're not allowed to eat. But the Pshat was, Mabayjoin, when you put the bread down right before Yom Kippur, at that time you were allowed to eat the Lechem. So you see, the din of eating an Erev Tchum is Mabayjoin, right before Shabbos, you have to be able to eat the lechem. And here you can't eat the lechem before Shabbos, so pshit to the Arab is not chal, according to everybody. Fatima, another shayla. Boy, minei rovim rav nachman. Ki kezu, I make a tanai. I have a piece of bread, and I say, hayoim choyl, today is Friday, today is choyl. It's normal bread, I can eat it today. Ulumacha kodesh. But on Shabbos, I want it to become hegdish. So I'm makdish it today and Friday, I'm making a tanai. I'm saying this bread, today on Friday, it's chol, whoever wants to eat it, gesund, they eat it. If nobody eats it today, by tomorrow, this piece of bread becomes hegdish. I'm makdish it. If it becomes hegdish, you can't use it for Ubit Chumim, because you're not allowed to eat hegdish. So what's the halacha? Kikazu ayyem chol amacha kodesh. The yomer, and he said, Erev li bezeh. I want this piece of bread to be my Erev. Maho, what's the halacha? Is it good or not? Omalei answered back, Eruv ayyerev. You should know the Erev is chal. Why? Like we're saying, because before Shabbos starts, you're allowed to eat this lechem, it's choyl. And that's the zman when the bread has to be eaten. It has to be able to be eaten at before Shabbos. So when you put it down Friday, right before Shabbos starts, it's still choyl, you're allowed to eat the lechem. Therefore, the Erev is chal. Eruv ayyerev. What about fakert? Hayoim kodesh. I said fakert. Today, Friday, it should become kodesh, should be hegdish. Ulamacha choyl. I made my tanai, it's only hegdish for one day. Tomorrow, on Shabbos, to come Shabbos, it becomes chol automatically. And I said, I want to use this lechem now for an Erev. Mahu? Or Malay, ain't Eruv a Erev. You know, the Erev is not chal. Like we're saying, it's very poshut. Because since Friday, right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat this lechem, because it's still hegdish then, you said today, Friday is hegdish. It first becomes chol on Shabbos. So since Lamaita today you can't eat it, Avada it's ain't a Ruvi Erev. But for Gemara Maishna, what's the chilgul in two cases? As he didn't know Klo what the svar was. Omaleh, he answered back, L'chitecholei kura de milcha. When you sit down and count a barrel of salt, then I'll tell you. In other words, he went to tell him, think a little bit, and you'll find out the terrors. Then what's the chilgul? Hayoim chol, in the ratio where you say, today it's chol, today you'll not eat the bread. Ulamacha kodesh, but just on Shabbos. That's when you want the Kedusha to be chal. The locher is misveika leinachtele Kedusha. That misofik, in other words, bein hashmoshes, that's when the Eruvei Tchum is chal. Eruvei Tchum is chal bein hashmoshes. Mamish, the first second when Shabbos comes in. But that's really a sofik even, is it Shabbos or not? So now you want to know when does Hegdish chal. Hegdish min hasofik is not chal until it's Vade Shabbos. Because again, like you're still in Chazokon. Friday, this piece of bread was choyl. So a whole day Friday is Vade Chol. When does it first become Hegdish? When it's Vade Shabbos. Bein HaShemoshes, if it's Sofik, if it's Shabbos or not, it's not Chal yet to Kedusha. So Mela, Bein HaShemoshes, this bread like it's still edible. See Rashi? Rashi, Ayoim Choyl, Olomocha Kedish, O Bein HaShemoshes, at the beginning is Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshes. The Kineas Erev, that's the time when an Erev is Chal, Eruv Chal, Letchumim is Chal, Bein HaShemoshes, Sveikuhu. It's a Sofik then if it's Kodesh or not. Because that's the side of Bein HaShemoshes. It's a Sofik, is it Shabbos or isn't it Shabbos? So the Klal is, Om is Sveikuhu, Leftifkim, Emilsa, Kemaisam. Again, like there's a Chazoka, that this bread is Becheskas Chulin, because on Friday it was Chulin. So we have a Sofik now, but still Friday or not, Min HaSofik will tell him as Chazaka was before. It was Chulin on Friday, so it's still Chulin until it's Vaday Shabbos. When is it Vaday Shabbos? After Ben HaShemoshes. Come to say, the Zman of Ben HaShemoshes, Sofik Shabbos, Sofik Chol, the bread was the Chefkas Chulin, so that's the Zman Erev is Chal. Maybe the Erev could be Chal with this. This was a Chulin like a bread, you're allowed to use it for an Erev. Mashenkin the other way is Pum Faker. What about Hayoim Kodesh? You said today on Friday you want your bread to be Hegdish. That was my tonight. Ulamacha Choyl. And automatically you said tomorrow on Shabbos Hegdish should go off this Lechem. Should go off the Challah. And you left this Challah now for Yerit. The locker is Misveiko Leipoka Leikadusha. Hit us for us. Pum Faker. Leipoka Kedushosim Minei. Now Beina Shemoshes. That's Wasupik. Is it still Friday or is it Shabbos? So on Friday it has Kedusha to it. The bread is Kodesh. When does it become Chulin? First on Shabbos. So Bein HaShemoshes, the Besofik, if it's still Friday or not, so still on the Chazaka, the way it was Friday. Friday was Hegdish, it's still Hegdish. When does the Kedusha go off it? Only when it's Vaday Shabbos. So Bein HaShemoshes, when the Erev should be Chal, it still has a Din Kedusha on it. Maybe you can't eat this bread. The male the Erev is not Chal. So it's a Pasha Chilik. Yeah. So the Martinan Hasim. We learned also Din in Tfuyayim, Lugin Tfuyayim. You have a lug, that means you're talking about a Tiddish Kadin. Like you have barrels, that's a Tfuyoin. Tfuyoin, it has Tumah to it. It can't be Matam anything else. It's Tumah until the night time. Now, Shemolo min hachobiyas shel Meiser. You filled up these barrels with Meiser. Meiser Tevel. Meiser Tevel means you have Meiser Rishon in these barrels. Now, the locher is a Tfuyoin is not Matam a Meiser Rishon. A tful yoim is only mitama truma, or else truma is meiser, not meiser rishon. Meiser rishon is not makabel truma from the tful yoim. So these barrels now were tful yoim, and you put inside the barrels meiser rishon that you did not take off truma meiser yet. So far nothing is tuma yet. Yeah. Shall meiser tevel the yoma? The person said like this: Hareze truma meiser lichash techshach. I want at night time on Shabbos, that's when I want to be chal the din trumas meiser. Now the halacha is that a tful yoim is tomei only for the daytime. When it comes at night time, the tful yoim becomes tor. We're talking about mustam, you put the card in the mikveh ready. So it's only tomei till the night time. When it comes at night time, the tumah goes off. So in such a case, the halacha is, dvar of kayomim, you should know everything is kosher. That what? Because when does it become chal trumas meiser? At night time. At night time, it's not a tfuyayim anymore. So this barrel was never metama the trumas meiser. Because when you put the meiser inside it, when it was tfuyayim, it wasn't trumas meiser yet. It was only meiserishin. Meiserishin is not makabel tumah from the tfuyayim. When does it become trumas meiser? At night time. At night time, it's already not a tfuyayim anymore. Mail is good. The Imama Erev Libezer, what about the person says, I want the Ruvit Chumim to be chal with this barrel? I have a barrel of Peris here, that's a barrel of Peris on my Serishin, and it's in a barrel that has Tumas Tful Yoim on it. What's going to be the loch? Can I use it for an Erev or not? Is Lo Yom HaKlum? He didn't know what to answer, he kept quiet. Omar Rava, Zoy Semeris, from here I have a Raya, on the Fakir. We have Imama Erev Libezer, Lo Yom HaKlum, Fakir. He said the Erev is not chal. That was his answer. The person said the Erev should be with this Maiserishin, you should know Lo Yom HaKlum. Why not? Omar Rova Zoy Semeris Soif HaYoim Koin Erev. When is the Erev Chal? The Erev is Chal Soif HaYoim means the end of Friday. Means right real before Shabbos even starts. At the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, that's when Eruv Etchum is Chal. Soif HaYoim means the end of Friday. So here, at the end of Friday, you have Maiserishin. Now, when did you say the Trumas Meiser should be Chal? First Misha Techshach, at night time. So right now, the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, it's Meiser Rishon, and you didn't take off the Trumas Meiser yet, you're not allowed to eat it. Since you're not allowed to eat it, it can't be good for an Erev. An Erev has to be edible. Here, Bein HaShemoshes, you're not allowed to eat this Meiser, because you have Meiser Rishon, and you're Tevel, you didn't take off the Trumas Meiser yet. You made it tonight, the Trumas Meiser should be Chal Misha Techshach. That means at night turn. When is at night turn? Means when it's Vaday Shabbos. But Erev, Tchum has to be Chal, boy, Joy means Friday. The last second of Friday, Bein HaShemoshes, that's when the Erev is Chal. At that time, it was Tevel. It was not Trumas Meiser, it wasn't Chal, you can't eat it. is Zoysimera Saifa Yom Karnerev. So the Mordi Sakadaituch, Tchilasa Yom Karnerev, because if you can tell me, the beginning of Shabbos, that's what's kind of the Erev, or Bezoid, Iyoma Erev Li Bezeh Amayla Yom Aklum. If he said, I want the Erev to be Chal with these Paris. Now what happened? These Paris on Friday were Meister Rishon. He didn't take off Trumas Meister. But you made it tonight that the Trumas Meister should be Chal Misha Techshech. So as soon as Shabbos is Chal, it's Chal the Trumas Meister. So at that second, you are allowed to eat the Paris. You know, like you made it tonight, the Trumas Meister is on the right side, so the left side you're allowed to eat. So if the Erev is first Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, here at the beginning of Shabbos, it's edible. So why isn't the Erev Chal? So here you have a raya that Eruv Tchumim, it's Chal the last second of Friday, not the beginning of Shabbos. So the Gemara name, maybe you'll tell me that one of the Ruvi Tchum Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, the first second of Shabbos, even after Ben Hashmashos, that's when Erev is Chal. Over here, even though at that second, that's when the Truma Smites is Chal, and then it's not Tevil, you'll not eat these Peris. Oh, but still, it's no good for Erev. Why? Because Erev is be'inon suda horuyim avod yoyim v'lechem. That we had before. An Erev has to be, the lechem you put down for the Erev has to be edible even before the Erev is chal. Mevod yoyim on Friday, the last second of Friday, akopon has to be edible. So here, when you put down this Erev Friday, the last second, it was truma smicer without the truma gedolah, without the truma smicer taken out of it. So at the beginning of the last second of Friday, it's also titus Erev. Because this is truma is smicer rishon without the truma smicer taken off it. So truma smicer rishon is a chi of misa titit. Mes misa b'day shemayim, if ye eat smicer rishon without taking off the truma.